Welcome to another 2 hours of Jewish soul music. This is the second hour. Yeah, getting you ready for the holidays. Can you imagine it's 5 or 6 weeks away? Gosh. I'll be at Temple Beth Shalom in Lawrence, a congregation, Beth Shalom in Lawrence, pre-Slichus, giving my Yesler's World presentation. And I look forward to greeting quite a few of you there that evening. And thanks to Cantor Joel Kaplan. I'll be there around 10:30, 10:45, starting the presentation. Well, so 5 or 6 weeks away. And what better way to get you ready was to hear the great Moshe Koussevitzky with Barosh Hashanah. I'm going to be featuring certain cantors from an album called Great Cantors of the Past. Of course, many of the selections certainly will be for the holiday period. Just want to read something from the liner notes. The golden cantorial voices of the modern era, including Rosenblatt Kvart and Reutemann, Chagi, and Pinchuk, composed their own music. Consequently, in many cases, the compositions written to suit their own talents cannot be sung properly by any other artists. This is particularly true of Pierre Pinchuk, whose compositions are adapted to his particular style in Nusach. I thought it was an interesting comment. We're going to begin with cantor David Reutemann. He became the chief cantor in Vilna in 1909 and went to St. Petersburg in 1912, remaining there until 1917 when the revolution closed his synagogue. The following year saw him at the leading synagogue in Odessa, which had not felt the effects of the Russian Revolution. The difficult way of life in Russia finally forced Reutemann to emigrate to the United States in 1921, where he went on a concert tour. His first congregation in the States was the Slonimer Synagogue in 1922, where he served for 2 years. He was cantor of Congregation Shaarei Tzedek in New York City from 1924 until his death in 1943 at the comparatively early age of 59. Our first selection will be David Reutemann with Vili Rushalayim Ircha.
Oh.
David Reutman with Vili Rushlaim Mircha. The next selection is from Slichus. It's Oshamno Mikol Am. More guilty are we than any other people, more shamed than any other generation. Our joy is departed from us. Our hearts are faint because of our sins. David Reutman.
Oh,
Okay, David Reutman. Next, we're going to be listening to Mordechai Hirschman. Like Sirota and Reutman before him, Hirschman served in the Great Synagogue of Vilna. That was during the year of 1913. He was drafted for military service the following year by the Russian army, but was released to return to the Vilna Synagogue after his commanding officer listened and was impressed with the beauty of his voice. He continued for 7 years in the Vilna Synagogue before coming to the United States, where he went on tour before signing on as cantor of Temple Beth El of Brooklyn, where he remained for 10 years. And continuing with this program, we'll have a lot of the holiday selections. This is Avinu Malkeinu from the Shacharis service of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This is cantor Mordechai Hirschman.
Yair Rotoi Yair Rotoi Mi Lefunecho Mi Lefunecho Yair Rotoi Mi Lefunecho Mi Lefunecho Hashem Adonai Yekeinu Ve'elokei avoseinu Melech ruach mal Ketosho vos ruachim Ketosho vos ruachim Ule'enau Ketosho vos ruachim Ule'enau Galley,
Mordechai Hirschman. We're next going to hear Herman Jadlauker. He was born in Riga in 1877. He made his debut at the age of 22 in Koln, that's K-O-L-N. He sang in various opera houses throughout the world, including the Met. He was at the Met during the 1935-36 season. He went to Israel and died there in 1953. Another prayer is the closing of the Yom Kippur service, Yom Kippur evening service, Ya'ale. O let our prayer ascend from eventime, and may our cry come to thee from dawn, and let our song be clear till eventime. Herman Jadlauker.
Oh!
Jadlauker. Next, going to hear from Gershon Sirota. It was stated that he was ranked time and time again by non-Jewish critics as being in a class with the popular contemporary opera singer Enrico Caruso. A critic describing Sirota's voice 12 years after his death thought that, quote, he was one of the most highly trained tenors of all time, and his facile coloratura was not rivaled by any other recording tenor. Many of you are aware that he was murdered with his entire family in 1943 in the Warsaw Ghetto. First, we'll be hearing Ritzei from the Shmona Esra. Gershon Sirota. Sorry, that was Ritzei. Umipinecha to'enu, because of our sins, we have been exiled from our land and sent far from our soil. Unafutsoseinu kanes, draw our scattered ones near from among the nations and bring in our dispersions from the ends of the earth. Okay, one more selection. Gershon Sirota. Gershon Sirota. We're next going to hear Zaval Kvartin. He composed most of his own music. He studied music both in Russia and in Vienna, and at one time was offered the opportunity to perform in opera. Like many other cantors, including Rosenblatt and Pinchuk, Kvartin turned down the opportunity to in order to continue in the cantorial field. His first position was in Elisavetgrad, and from there he went to Vienna's Kaiserin Elizabeth Temple, where he served for 5 years, before going to St. Petersburg, after which he served in Budapest for a decade. He came to the United States on a concert tour in 1920 and decided to settle here as the cantor of Temple Emmanuel in Brooklyn, where he remained until 1930. In that year, he journeyed to Palestine, where he remained for 7 years, returning to spend his remaining years in the United States. He passed away in New York City in 1952, and many of you recall when I do the Rosenblatt presentation that I point out that Kvartin was at Rosenblatt's funeral in 1933 in Yerushalayim. He happened to be living there at the time. Okay, first we're going to hear Neshama, Neshama, My God, the soul thou gavest me is pure. This is Zaval Kvartin. Let me make sure I have the right one. Okay, here it is.
Anishumu, 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 Anishumu,
Let's hear Kvartin with Hashki Venu. I'm having a little problem here. Let me just get this straightened out. Okay, we're going to begin with Hashki Venu.
Oh, so late.
Squared away. We're next going to hear cantor Joseph Schlisky, one of the famous cantors of the golden era of the 20s and the 30s. He was signed to perform in leading opera roles with the San Carlo Opera Company. For a while, Schlisky was determined to appear in La Bohème, La Juive, and Tosca, but like many dedicated cantors of the day, he finally passed up the opportunity. He had his debut in New York City in 1919, where his voice met with approval of the critics. For the next 20 years, he held positions in leading New York synagogues and gave concerts throughout the nation. He was stricken at the height of his career with a paralytic stroke in 1934 at the age of 40. He never sang again, and he passed away in 1955. Let's hear Schlisky, Joseph Schlisky, with Tikkantor Shabbos.
Ben oi ferro, Let me in.
Oh! In una della mezza passoi, la sciaba mezza passoi, allora stato il venisco.
Okay, wow. That was Schlisky. He had a stroke in 1934, so this was obviously recorded late 20s or the early 30s. Rosenblatt died in 33, so a lot happened in that that period. One more of Joseph Schlisky. This will be Mizmor LeDavid, the 23rd Psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Okay, great Joseph Schlisky, and this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this hour of Chazanut, the second hour of show number 207 for August 10th, right, 2015. Don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising, and my goal is to reach people and have them perhaps appreciate this music, and you never know, they may love it and become hooked. But first they have to listen. So it's up to you to invite your friends to listen to the program. You obviously enjoy Chazanus. I'm sure you have friends who do also. Why don't you ask them if they know about the program? I'm just doing my thing, and I need you to help me, okay? Thanks for joining with me, and I look forward to being with you next week. Shalom.